missiles, jets cannot stop their death ships. What earthly power can stop this terror? For a glimpse of things to come.
It is interesting, you know, like those 1970s movie when the kind of real, you know, the realism started to show in a way. They were sort of reflecting the rest of Hollywood. And did you ever watch Trilogy of Terror?
Oh, my God. Trilogy of Terror is terrifying.
Oh, my God. That's truly terrifying with that little.
Yeah.
So
written by my friend's dad.
Really?
Yeah. Written by Richard Matheson, my friend Chris Matheson's dad. Richard Matheson wrote everything. Uh-huh. He wrote The Night Stalker. He wrote the episode of The Twilight Zone of the little man on the plane that terrified William Shatner. Richard Matheson is a giant. He wrote that. Karen Black. That movie scared the dickens out of me. Not the least of which because later that night when I went to bed, my brother snuck in my room and threw my G.I. Joe on me.
Oh, my God. I couldn't walk. I didn't want to walk on the floor at night for the longest time.
Yeah, no, that movie is terrifying.
It's this little to tell. I mean, they're wondering.
The Zuni fetish doll.
Exactly.
And you will be edified to learn you can buy one on eBay.
Of course you can.
And it made this weird. It's really amazing. There was something incredibly visceral. It was like Jaws. It had this real visceral thing to it.
So this little Zuni fetish doll came alive and was like biting at the ankles of people.
Yeah. Stabbing Karen Black in the
Chucky
ankle
before Chucky.
Before Chucky, yeah, with a paring knife.
Yep. Yes. Have you seen Eyes Without a Face?
No,
neither have I.
I know of it.
Maureen just asked about it. She said it's a terrifying French film, but all I can think of is the Billy Idol song.
Billy Idol song, yeah. There's another. Ask her if she's seen Peeping Tom. That's Peeping also Tom. Supposedly really scary.
Maureen says yes.
Yeah,
she's the aficionado here.
Yeah, she's.
We were watching Creature Double Feature, but she grew up in Massachusetts too, by the way.
Creature Double Feature was always the same thing. It was Ma Jean, Monster of Terror, War of the Gargantuas, Monster Zero. It was always the same four or five movies.
So how did you learn about all these if you were just seeing the same thing over and over again?
I grew up reading like Famous Monsters of Filmland magazine, mm-hmm. and you know it was my football. I loved it. I'm actually. Acting in a friend of mine's B horror movie in January.
What's it called?
It's called American Vampire, and I get killed and covered in blood, and I can't wait.
You're so lucky.
I know I am. I'm really lucky. I actually I'm incredibly lucky. I got to Greg Nicotero, who is one of the exec producers of The Walking Dead, and award-winning makeup artist, and he directs The Walking Dead, directed the season premiere this year. He did a short film a couple of years ago, and we're very close, and he called me up and said, I need somebody to do... he goes, I need you to be in my short movie. And I go, well, I can't. I'm shooting a pilot, and I can't get away. And he goes, well, I'm doing an old-school werewolf transformation like they did in the 40s. Uh-huh. I said, I'm there. And I actually feigned an illness and postponed production on my pilot so I could go do that.
See, like, no one's going to find out about that.
Too late now, suckers.
Wait, can you do your like creepiest creepy Halloween laugh for us? Wicked scary.
Wicked. Something wicked this way comes. Something wicked pissa this way comes was how it was released in Massachusetts.
Well, Dana Gould, thank you so much. So nice to talk to you.
My pleasure. Anytime. I'm going to go get a hoodie and call it a day.
All right. Bye. See you later.
I'm going to go buy Cumbies and get some scratches, and then I'll call you later.